Winston, you don't know what the old school NFL was like when they had two-a-days and they really pushed these guys, but as a young player who's trying to develop and get into this league, do you almost wish that the practices were more physical and more?
You know what? I think at some points you do. It would be extremely challenging from what I heard from some of the older guys. I kind of talked to them about, you know, how it was back, you know, before this CBA. So, you know what? I do think from a physical standpoint, I think it would be pretty beneficial to have those two-a-days. But, you know, we got to play with the hand we're dealt. So that makes it more important for us to go out in our single practices and get as much work in and get as much progress in as we can.
It's going to be a couple of days from now, but what's your anticipation of practicing against somebody else?
I think it'll be real physical, especially against their, you know, from our perspective, from their front seven, I guess. And, you know, they're good players, and it'll be good for us to see somebody other than guys we've been practicing against for a couple weeks and, you know, for me for last season. So it'll be nice to kind of change it up a little bit.
You anticipate the whole intensity and chippiness going up?
Somewhere? I'm sure the intensity will be ramped up quite a bit. That's all I've seen from, like, we've never experienced it, but I've, you know, seen fights and stuff from other teams. So it'll be physical, I'm sure, which we're excited about.
So you think you'll be an instigator or you'll be a peacemaker?
I'm going to play some football. That's my goal. Play football and get everything going with the offensive line.
Can it get a little, not tiresome, because it's what you have to do, but when you're lining up against the same guy, you know him, you lunch with him, you hang out with him?
It's always nice to hit somebody new. So it'll be a good challenge for us to see somebody new like that.
Has there been any talk about, you know, fights less than the Giants at a joint practice?
I heard it was with the Jets.
Yeah.
So that might be a different story. But
yeah.
I'm sure we'll address it somewhere in the near future. But nothing's been said as of yet.
Have you got an opportunity when you guys are running some stuff, some team stuff, to get to that next level and run into Beeson anywhere?
Yeah. A lot of our outside zone stuff. I'm able to get up to the second level and block some athletes at the linebacker position.
Just curious what you're seeing in Beeson.
He's a very smart player. You know, we're making a lot of checks, and he's able to kind of pick up sometimes what we're doing. Sometimes we're able to trick him, but he's a great player, very smart, very strong, very quick. You'd be surprised at his quickness. He's a very quick quick player, instinctive player, and it's fun to play against somebody that good.
I was going to say, does it help you now?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you're playing against the best, man, that's what you want. You want to play against the best players possible, and Beeson's one of the best, so that's good for me. It's good for all of us.
Right, it's not a rookie who you're trying to motivate.
No, he's definitely not a rookie. He's established himself as one of the best in the game.
Justin talked about the toughness when you guys do you feel like you guys are getting there at this point?
Yeah, it's all a process though. Yeah. We're, you know, that's what camp's for, to instill that toughness. You know, like I said, going to Cincinnati next week, we want to, reinforce that attitude, kind of get everybody on the same page. That's going to be our job, is to keep everybody in that mindset. And I think we've done a good job so far, a long way to go.
So one of those things, though, and you, as much as you can say you want to be tough, sometimes you're either tough or you're not tough.
Right. You know, you can only talk about it so much. You got to go put it into action. So that's where, being out on the field, you've got to actually do it. You can't talk about it and then not do it. You've actually got to do it. Yeah.
They weren't that tough.
No, if you want to run the ball, you know, it's all in the offensive line. We've got to be tough. We've got to be physical. And that's what we want to do.
The toughness will show in the numbers.
It will. Yes, sir. Yep.
You can't say, well,
those two things correlate very well, hand in hand.
60 yards today, but tough.
Huh? Well, yeah, should have been better. Yep. Exactly.
On an install day, is it interesting for you to get out there and?
It's been since, you know, since off-season stuff, OTAs, minicamp, since we've run these plays, but it was, you know, in shorts and no shoulder pads, so it'll be a little different, kind of working some kinks out. But I think we've installed this play. I have in 2 years. I've installed it maybe four or five times. So the repetition definitely helps. I feel pretty comfortable this year going in, you know, what my responsibility is and, you know, how we're going to set these plays up and whatnot.
Pace seems to be a big thing in this game.
Yeah. You know, I took it upon myself to kind of up the tempo a little bit. You know, I think if we can run a play while the defense is still standing around trying to figure out what's going on, that's beneficial for us. So I'm trying to get to the ball because it all starts with me. You know, if I get to the ball, get set, get my guys set, we can get the ball rolling a lot sooner.